jug would have what on top of it?
Sometime it had a lid on it, sometime it didn't. And just passed it around. Now, if you was a water boy or water girl, all you did was tote water most of the day. Because the time you get around to everybody, you know, somebody else on the other end is hollering, they want some water. That means you got to go way back to the spring, get some more water, come back.
Was that a bad job or?
It was a pretty rough job. Yeah. And you have to tote water, you know, go a long way and get the water.
They gave that job, I guess, the person who was the youngest.
The youngest here tote water.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was talking about a water valve. Did you ever see those? You know, they would have a kind of a thing in them that you could turn the water on to get water out of?
Nothing to have then. So, you use it then. You got a hold to your big barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And mind everybody here sitting at the corner of the house, you know, the rain just run in and you get water from there. Wash in or whatever was needed for.
Yeah. What other things how would things come packaged back at the store when you were young, back in those days? Do you ever remember, you know, how flour would come or sugar?
Yeah, come in, then you can get a 25 pound. In it, you know, you get so much. Like a month,
mm-hmm.
And you get 10 pounds of sugar, it would come in a can. And you have to, you know, use it. But you very seldom got like a potato pie or something like that. Because of sugar and everything. And my mother said you got one bucket of lard a month.
Yeah.
And then,
What did lard come in? Come in a tin bucket?
Mm-hmm. A little tin bucket. And you made your own syrup and syrup.
Yeah.
And very seldom had biscuit.
Yeah.
Mostly just eat cornbread and rice and stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you more about that in a minute. But when you bought fruit at the store, say, the grocer would put them in a paper, in a what?
In a paper sack. But you very seldom bought fruit. Not during Christmas time you got fruit. You get, how many Elvis in your household, that's how much fruit you get, you know, apples and oranges, if you get the same amount of that.
Yeah.
And he gave everybody a bag of nuts. The last year we lived on his plantation, we got a half a box of apples and a half a box of oranges and a few nuts and stuff. To us that was grain, beans. And then we got so that we could, you know, afford to ourselves. We got so we didn't really want it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, when they packaged up feed or something like that, what kind of sack would it come in? What kind of thing would it come in?
A hay sack.
Yeah.
We call them then croaker sacks.
Croaker sack, okay. Right. Do you see those, yeah, the real rough type thing?
Right. Right.
Okay. Now, you were out in the yard, say, and your mother was cooking in the stove, and she said, bring me in a, she wanted some wood, bring me in a
load of wood, and
yeah.
And a hairy, too.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, chopped wood, you know, like somebody chopped, you towed it in. And we always, during the winter, sometimes, chop enough wood up to kind of help you make out through the winter.
Yeah. Emma, did y'all have electricity when you were coming up?
Yeah.
Okay. So when the thing went out, you just put in a new what?
A light bulb.
Uh-huh. But do you ever remember seeing those old things when you go out at night? What would you carry out?
A lamp. My mother kept some of those lamps, you know, with color oil in them.
Mm-hmm.
And just in case.